I've got nothing. But it's the news, according to me. Yeah, here we go. It is Tuesday, day two of the week, next to the last day of the month. It is 8.06 a.m., a little earlier than I was yesterday. Just a little bit. I have, today's show's not going to be very long. I don't have necessarily anything to do, other than all my normal list of stuff to do, which just continues to get longer the older I get, much like my earlobes. I have, and my nose, of course, and your nose never stops growing. I have, in my cup, I have chai, my creamy vanilla chai with my Almond Joy creamer in it. Thank you very much. One of the finest. This is the finest way to start your morning. I have another cup full of sweet tea that's home-brewed with 5 ice cubes in it. It's exactly perfect for the size of cup I have. Just so you know. Pay them more. I have a few things to talk about. There's just so much going on. Again, just to drill down on a few issues that we covered yesterday, probably going to be what I'm talking about. But I really have nothing. Some of my best shows sometimes are this when I, well, in my opinion, some of the most listened to shows are shows that where I have no plan. I just start talking. I ramble on about life in general. And it seems, maybe I should do that. I thought about doing a show, a podcast, a separate podcast, not this one, of course. And just calling it life in general, or some, you know, life stuff happens, whatever. I don't know, but whatever. I'm just going to talk about life, you know, experiences, life experiences. But I don't know. Maybe that would actually go over well. I don't know. There's a lot of kids growing up nowadays that don't hear from old geezers like me who've had, you know, plenty of stories about life. Well, I have an idea here. What I think I'm going to do. I do this usually once a week, and I haven't done this for quite a while, actually. The Real News Network typically has headlines. And of course, now Kamala, there's some good headlines here. I'm going to go over this. Reliable News Now is what this is. It's reliablenewsnow.com. They have all these articles that they kind of compile, which I think is fairly, it's pretty useful stuff. It's not necessarily vetted. None of this, you know, they have pretty good sources, but it's typically just, this doesn't look like it's been updated for a little while. I have Trump says his debate agreement was with Joe Biden. So there's this big argument about whether or not the Joe Biden scheduled debate with Trump is going to be, you know, if Kamala will step up to that. Now there were terms and there was agreement. You know, and of course Donald Trump's a business guy. He's a very transactional individual, and he's not really necessarily driven by principle. He's driven more by transaction, and he wants to get some results, but he wants to get good results. There has been a definite change in this guy since he's been shot. He's much more sensitive to what's going on with people around him. He has still made some comments, and he's not going to back down on that kind of thing. It's just who he is. Jonathan Kahn, speaking of stuff, Jonathan Kahn had random thoughts pouring through my head. If you have a chance to check out his website or his YouTube channel, he's got I think it's just K-A-H-N, Jonathan Kahn, K-A-H-N. He's a Jewish boy. He was raised a Jewish child or Jewish. He was Jewish by background. Genetically. And he is, you know, he got saved as a young kid. I think he was about 20 years old. Got hit by a train. And it's quite the testimony he has. And of course, then when he goes to pray for the, you know, decides he's going to go onto a mountain and, you know, dedicate his life to God and all this stuff. And he finds out all the history about it. But, you know, this is where he really started in with all the connecting all the dots with history and things that are happening, how God is speaking and verifying certain things. He goes through this whole thing about how the priest would have this. They had to. And it's reminiscent of what happened to Jesus. It's a foretelling. It's a foreshadowing. Now, Donald Trump is not our priest. He's not our high priest. But I don't know. I'm kind of rambling and skimming over a few things here. However, the symbolism here of being consecrated is very powerful. And Jonathan, you know, pins this stuff together and he connects all these dots. And he's not saying that, you know, God speaks in every little thing that happens. It's just, but there's no such thing as a coincidence within God's economy. And this is kind of the kind of thing he runs this. It's very fascinating information. He draws these lines. And it's not saying that God, he's very careful at the beginning to give kind of a disclaimer to this. Much like I say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a prestidigitation. It's a big word. It just came into my head. I just had to use it. Because I used to be a prestidigitationist. That's what I was. I had a magician. I'm not a financial counselor. What else am I not? There's a whole big long list of things I'm not. Let's just put it that way. One thing I am is a good chai drinker. It's a good chai. So I have this whole issue here with this debate thing. Let's just go back to that. You know, the debate about Joe Trump, just his the change that he had in this whole thing with being shot in the ear, the right ear specifically. There was blood on his right thumb. And of course, there was one thing that, you know, there's all this blood everywhere. And of course, there's one other thing that the priest was consecrated by, and that was putting blood on the right foot. The priest. Well, of course, Donald Trump had his shoes on. Somehow during this process of being shot and jumping down, he lost his shoes. Now, I don't know if he takes his shoes off when he's speaking. Some people do that. But somehow his shoes came off while all this was going on. They may have actually taken his shoes off. This is where normally, when one of the normal procedures, and I don't think that they would do it right there and then and there. Maybe they would. I don't know. I'm not sure what their normal procedure is. But at some point, they check the target, the person they're protecting. They check them for any other bullet wounds because you can be shot and not realize it. In the heat of the moment, like that, something can happen, and you can get a bullet can enter you, and you don't even realize you've been shot. And they are supposed to check the victim to make sure there's no other hole. Now, I don't know if somebody took his shoes off during that time. They may have. Or if they just came off because of all the activity. It's very possible. Because as he's getting up, he says, wait, my shoes. I've got to put my shoes on. You may think that's inconsequential, but that is actually a very, very important thing to do. If you're trying to make an escape, you don't want to be stepping on stuff that's going to cut your feet. You just don't know what's going on there. Proper shoes are critical sometimes, and obviously these Secret Service agents aren't going to be able to lift this guy up and carry him off. They should have been able to sweep him. There was so much incompetence that day. The thing that I saw in this video was when they when they had him down, they had him, you know, they were covering his body. And they said, move, move. You know, one, two, three, move, or whatever they said. They just stood there. What are we doing? I don't know. They weren't moving. Nothing was happening. They were completely stuck in that position. They had no idea what they were doing. Unbelievable to witness that. Unbelievable. So, the debate. Kamala Harris wants to have the same debate, same rules as what the... And of course, you know, Donald said, I'll debate that guy anywhere, anytime. And you know, he'll even go to the lion's den and go by their rules. Well, now, you know, Donald's not so lackadaisical now. No, this is a guy who's been shot. This is a guy who's ahead in the polls. He's commanding the lead. He can... You want to debate me? Let's, you know, see what we can do here. Because you're losing, and you want to debate me. Of course, now Kamala says she wants to debate him during the scheduled time. And what Donald is saying now is his debate agreement was with Joe Biden. We have to make a new agreement. But there's new negotiations going on here. This is a whole new candidacy now. This is a whole new ball game, whole new campaign. Very different strategy. That's just the way he is. They're taking that as, oh, he's scared. He's scared. Doesn't want to debate me. Now, you might be surprised. Kamala did pretty well at the debate against her primary folks back in 2020 when they were having the primary debates. She was very convincing. And of course, she can read a speech and she can talk like Barack Obama. So let me be clear. I know Donald Trump's type. He's got that whole swagger thing going on that Barack Obama. She imitates him very well, you know. And she can sit there and watch, wait for the crowd. She doesn't write this stuff. Somebody writing it for her. And it sounded like a good speech. It was but this rally cry thing, of I'm going to go after Trump. We're going to defeat Trump. Oh, we defeated Trump. Okay, now what are you going to do for the country? I want to know what your vision is for the country. There is no vision. There's no plan. It's just more of the same. In fact, she's going to be worse than Biden. Her policies have been getting implemented all along. And it's just going to get 10 times more. Joe was just kind of along for the ride. By the way, Robert Kiyosaki, rich dad, poor dad guy. That's what made him all his money. The book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He has come out and just eviscerated Joe Biden and what he's done with this country. He did this quite a while ago. Now, of course, Joe's not even running now with it. But all of a sudden, the meme, the interview is going viral. By the way, there's a tweet out there recently, I guess an X, whatever you call it, of Elon Musk saying some things about the election, about Kamala Harris, about different things. And it's it is AI generated. People are going after that. There's also another picture of the AI is going to be a real problem for us in this country here very shortly. Donald Trump, the day he was shot, there's this picture now that's going viral that says this just shows it was a setup. They have taken this picture of when he's standing up, getting ready to do his fist thing, and they just lifted him back up, got a bloody ear, And it shows all these Secret Service agents smiling, and it looks like they're laughing. They're all chuckling together. That was all doctored. It was a doctored photo. It's gone viral, saying this couldn't be real. That, you know, the Secret Service agents are smiling. They're all yucking it up. Well, it never happened. That never happened. This was all modified pictures. It's been verified that didn't happen. I looked over the video footage and everything. There was no time at all when the Secret Service agents were smiling. In the picture itself, you can look at it. There's layers and different stuff that's been edited. Of course, they can flatten that, but you can tell it's been flattened, so it's a complicated process. So we have a man who's been changed, and I think the change doesn't happen just immediately. There's a certain amount of change that happens immediately. There's another amount of change that happens over time. It's a character switch inside that happens that only gets worked out over time. It can take years sometimes, months or many times years. That event never goes away. You're always mindful of it. I've had some experiences where my life has flashed before my eyes. I've had one where it wasn't that way necessarily, but I did have I still remember this as vivid as if it happened yesterday. Well, I remember it as vivid, but my reaction to it, my heart rate doesn't go up. The trauma of the event is gone, but the memory is certainly there. I was in an overnight in Nashville, Tennessee. Me and my first officer who was with me, my co-pilot, we had run over to the, got in late, so we got over, and we had to leave early the next morning. So we got over to the Arby's across the street to grab a sandwich quick, get somebody to eat. And on our way back, we were walking back to the hotel. So we approached we kind of took a shortcut from the, off the road and went back over to the, coming up to the parking lot. And had gone up a hill to get there. And out of the tree line comes, you know, these four guys. I just figured they're walking, you know, go out for a walk somewhere. Well, little did I know, there was no place to walk from. They weren't walking from anywhere. They were just there waiting for us. Two of them walked past me. I kept on walking. I wasn't going to stop or slow down. Looked him in the eye, said, "How you doing?" Just walked by. Trying to get a read for what they were doing. And it did not have, there was not a good vibe going on at that moment. Two of them were in front of us, and they were backed off far enough that, you know, Chris can reach them. The other two that went past me were behind us now. The next thing I notice, the shirts come up, the guys in front of us. In their pants were guns. So the handles of firearms, pistols, semi-automatics. They pulled them out and they were drawing down on us. And as they were doing that, I said, "Nope." And I turned around and ran back down the hill. I thought that my friend was following me. Thought he was running with me. He was not. Someone else was chasing me down the hill. As I looked back, I could see this guy. There's no stopping. You're running down a hill. You can't stop. The only way you can stop is to fall down, which I considered doing because I knew he would go flying by me and put the brakes on and fly right by. Top Gun thing. So I almost did it. I thought, you know, then I'm on the ground. I've got the high ground, and I can come down on this guy from top, and I can, you know, I can jump down and kick him in the head or whatever I got to do. Flying, you know, sidekick, whatever I got to do. I was, keep in mind, I'm 40, probably 40, 41 years old at this time. These kids are probably half my age, if that. So I'm realizing this could be a life or death situation here. I didn't know what this guy had. I didn't know if he had a gun, didn't know if he had a knife. And so the whole process, you know, I'll shorten up the story here. Needless to say, I got away from the guy. But I remember it. In fact, that night, I kept replaying it in my head. I just kept replaying over and over and over. Every single little bit of that event kept replaying in my head, no matter what I tried to think about. There was no thinking of anything else. It was consuming. It was just, got up the next morning and flew back to Philly. Never should have done that. Could not concentrate on anything. My first officer was worthless. He was completely in a daze. I'm sure he was still replaying the events in his head as well. You know, pretty much all he did was sit there. Didn't call out. You know, you're taking off, 80 knots, V1 rotate, all that stuff, positive rate, gear up, all the stuff we got to do. None of that was happening. Checklist, after takeoff checklist, none of that. I had to do everything. Now, granted, I had, you know, 4,000 hours in the airplane at that time. So we have all this going on. It was crazy. So I'm sure that Donald Trump is having that kind of thing is happening to him right now. And you don't stop thinking about that. You know, it comes up. You think about it, you know, every day. It just becomes part of who you are. Just, you can't cower away from it. Obviously, he didn't. He had the right reaction at the right time. He's not going to have PTSD from this. Now, Donald Trump is still ahead of Kamala Harris after her initial little bump, which is a phony. That was, by the way, that was all AstroTurf bump. This whole thing about her, this new enthusiasm. It was all stupid. It was just ridiculous. What is this? New swing state polls show Kamala Harris trailing Donald Trump. She was, there was only one swing state where she was ahead, and I think that might still be the same. Pennsylvania, 46-42, Michigan, 44-41, all these Trump, Georgia, 47-42, and Arizona, 46-43. That's a significant amount. That's above the margin of error. And I think the only one she's ahead, is even Wisconsin even in here? Florida, Google. I don't even see. It's not really much different. Here's Wisconsin. She's still behind. It's basically a virtual tie in Wisconsin. That's going to be the one state that she probably doesn't get. Now, it's very possible that the voter enthusiasm is going to dwindle off. She's not going to make any gains, I don't think, in the black community, in the minority community. Certainly not in the Hispanic community. There's been this idea, this thought that, well, these mothers are going to get their kids, they're going to get their sons to go vote. That's just not the case. There's more to be said in the opposite direction with this whole thing. Kamala is not considered to be, the one demographic that that Donald Trump was making inroads and in getting the most increase in percentage-wise was it was the black males, black men. Black men overwhelmingly do not approve of Kamala Harris. They'll vote for her. Most of them will. But it's not going to change this. I think it's like 25% black men. In fact, I think it's getting closer to 25% of the black community now, when we understand it. That's what they're expecting. Because they're just fed up with this, with all the crap. The black community doesn't like the wokeism, the woke stuff any more than the white community does. But I would say they're probably in with most regards to morality, with regard to all of the transition stuff, they're probably more opposed to that than, you know, especially the white liberals. That just turns them off. They don't like that. It's just that they see it as ridiculous. And more, that's what the leftist party, the left wing, is all about. That. Here's the Emerson poll. This was Trump Biden. This other one is Harris. Now, JFK, 5%, 7%, 3%, 4% in the swing states. That's enough to shift it. If these RFK voters would be Harris voters, I don't believe they are. I think most of the RFK people, I think there's a mix there. It's quite the mix. I think that they would lean more towards Trump if they were going to vote for anybody. I don't know that they take away as much from Harris. I think it's probably in the country, I think it's probably an even split. Well, that could change as time goes on. We still got a couple months here. Now, we have that's one headline. Kind of an interesting headline. September debate now in doubt. So this whole thing about having a debate in September, this is after the convention. It will be very interesting to see what ends up happening at the convention. I am not convinced. September debate now in question. This is the same article. Kamala Harris will likely be the Democrat who faces off with Donald Trump in this November. Likely. So this is not set in stone yet. But as Harris has entered the race, she got off to a rocky start as Donald Trump delivered this bad news to Kamala Harris. Joe Biden and Donald Trump had an agreement to debate on September 10th. And ABC was supposed to televise it. That all changed when Biden quit the race. So there's going to have to be a new negotiation, a new way to do this. And it could be very similar to what they had before, but it's just everything's changed. You've got a situation now where Donald Trump's been shot. His popularity is growing, and it's on the trend. It's trending his way. It's time to renegotiate this, and he realizes that. That's what he's going to do. He's going to renegotiate they had all these different rules and all this stuff that they would go by. It's interesting stuff here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez infuriated Kamala Harris with one statement about Trump. Let's see what this is. This could be interesting. Now, AOC does not like Kamala Harris. She does not like her at all. She was one of the first people to pipe up in opposition of Kamala being there. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with that. There seems to be something a little bit catty going on between the two of them. Junior high-ish. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez infuriated Kamala Harris with one statement about Trump. This was not what Kamala Harris wanted the American people to hear about, public to hear about. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as the formerly hip-hop artist AOC, went off the reservation. That was my commentary. And she made some comments about Trump that will drive Kamala Harris crazy. There has been a tremendous amount of focus on the Secret Service after they failed to stop the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. After a very tense hearing on Capitol Hill, where she refused to answer questions, this is, they're talking about Cheadle, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, stepped down from her position under serious pressure. Many were surprised at this hearing with AOC, one of the most left-wing Democrats in Congress, absolutely went in on Cheadle and held her to account. According to Newsweek, she was praised by MAGA for her grilling of the Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle following the assassination attempt on Trump. Ocasio-Cortez, one of the most aggressive, progressive members of the Democrat Party. It says Democratic Party, but you know how I feel about that. It's not the Democratic Party. It's a Democrat Party. They're not Democratic, and they're proving it every day. Received admiration from those who usually oppose the lawmaker because of the line, her line of questioning at the House Oversight Committee hearing on Monday. Now, this is, that's just it. If you do the right thing, if you show some bipartisanship and you actually, you know, step up to the plate here and not just toe the party line, that we respect that. And that's what she's doing. That's why we respect it. And of course, now she gets chastised by her fascist friends, letting her know that she's walking the line. It really shouldn't be this exciting when opposing parties join together to condemn political violence. Let's see what else we got here. However, there's been so much polarization and division in America recently that it's actually surprising to see opposing politicians united on something like this. Ocasio-Cortez posted a video of her remarks during the hearing on X. Why was the Secret Service's protection on? Blah, blah, blah. It goes on with what, some things she asked. Hopefully people like Ocasio-Cortez and Donald Trump, while they may not become best friends anytime soon, can join together to encourage people not to resort to violence. And they can demand accountability from federal officials who failed to stop it from happening. That's kind of the key point here, I think. It's this whole issue of, you know, let's condemn what needs to be condemned. And you know, I think there was something behind AOC doing this. When Raskin comes out and wants Cheadle to resign, some of the people that Goldman and Raskin and AOC have stood up for in the past, just why would they not be standing up for this lady? They want her to be gone now. Much like the lackey was, you know, eliminated that day. Folks, there is more and more evidence coming out that this was planned, either planned incompetence, or it was just flat out, hey, the gate's unlocked over there. You can go ahead and go through it and do whatever you want. We'll make sure the padlock doesn't get, you know, latched on that gate over there. That's how some of these things are done. This is how the mafia does things. This is how the deep state does things. They provide the opportunity, the perfect place to put a sniper, and we just happen to not have that covered. Well, when he was deemed to be a threat, he was eliminated. He was deemed to be a potential threat 90 minutes prior to the event. You know, I'd like to ask some questions. They have all these pictures of this guy who they were suspicious of him. So they got these pictures of him. He had a rangefinder, he had all this stuff he was carrying around, acting odd, walking around, you know, looking at things. And the snipers have pictures of him doing this. They were taking pictures of this guy because he was suspicious acting. Now, my question is, how many other people there were suspicious? How many other people there were carrying rangefinders? Is that a common thing? How many other people were getting their pictures taken as considered to be suspicious individuals? How many of them were there? Were we talking about 100 people who were there that they're working on? I guarantee you there weren't that many. Now, they lost track of the guy, which is that's kind of alarming. Well, we knew he was there. He was within the crowd, and he got lost. We lost him. Really? So that's great that you guys are highly trained professionals. The guy doesn't look like just anybody. He doesn't just blend in. You know, when you got a guy who's got a haircut and he looks like every other Joe out there, this guy does not. Got some very distinct features. His hair, the length of his hair, everything, you know, there's so many things there. So, that's just another headline. We have Donald Trump names J.D. Vance as his running mate. This is kind of old. J.D. Vance blasts Democrat rhetoric for causing Trump assassination attempt. Nancy Pelosi attacks Israeli Prime Minister, of course. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, let's see. We got Joe Biden endorses Kamala Harris. This is again. They are being. This is not good. We are witnessing. This is not a coup. Some people are saying, "Well, this is a soft coup." This was not a soft coup. This is not. It's not a coup at all. It's a coup within the Democrat Party. Maybe it's a party coup. It's not a politically. She's not taking over the presidency, as it were. She's eliminating him from the potential having another term, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think Joe should be in office right now. But what, you know, again, like I've said, what are our options? I mentioned this over the last couple of weeks. There is a civil war going on in the Democrat Party right now. There are many factions that are involved in this whole thing, and there are people within factions that are even divided within the factions. You look at the news media as one group. They are off the charts. That some of them who are finding themselves on the outside of making these decisions, and they're realizing that this is not good. You know, like the image that this is, they're trying to provide, the one thing that they're trying to do right now is getting a unified front to make it look like they're unified. It's going to be very interesting to see the convention. There's going to be riots in Chicago again. This is going to be a mess. There are people who are upset that Kamala Harris has never been elected to anything. Now, other than out on the West Coast. She was not elected as she said she was elected to be the vice president. No, we don't vote for a vice president. She was somebody who couldn't even hold 1% of the Democrat primary. And here she is as the VP. Now she's the presidential candidate. This is it's ridiculous. Gerald Ford was the VP for Richard Nixon. He was not elected to office. He was also put in place, I think, in another position where he was not elected as well prior to that. And then he became president. One of the biggest arguments back in 1976, during that election, when he ran against Jimmy Carter, was that he was not elected. He was never elected to anything. Nobody wanted to vote for the guy. Boy, he's never been elected. Well, that to me made no sense, right? It literally made no sense to me. So what if the guy's never been elected? Now, somebody else said that Donald Trump's never been elected to anything. I just heard that recently. Somebody on the left on a news panel said Donald Trump's never been elected to anything. What? What? What are you talking about? He was president. He was elected as president. Now they're basically saying he was not elected. It was because, you know, Russia got involved. That's what they're trying to tell you. When they say those kinds of things, it's again, and it's all part of the gaslighting. It's all part of that whole thing. So, yeah, let's just go on. Let's move on here. We got a couple other things I want to look at. We got media publishes fake fact check about J.D. Vance. They're all out there putting all this stuff out. Of course, cheap fakes. Fox News invites Kamala Harris and Donald Trump to a debate. I guarantee you, Donald Trump would probably go for that. Guarantee you, Kamala Harris won't. Who's the chicken? Kamala Harris gets flack from unions after floating Mark Kelly for vice president. Now, Mark Kelly is the husband of what's her name that got shot. He was an astronaut on the space shuttle, and his wife was a senator, or what is it? He's a senator, or is he congressman? I think he's senator. Arizona. Leftist, he has enriched himself in all kinds of ways with regard to, he's got some kind of spy balloon company that's tied to the Chinese, same spy balloons that basically were floating over our nation. And this guy's up for being, he's on the list, he's on the short list for being VP for Kamala Harris. Of course, the unions don't like the guy. He's kind of which doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not exactly pro-union either, but it's interesting that the unions are fighting against this guy. I think it's because of what he did with his company. He basically took his company over to China, is what I understand it. Don't do business with China. Just don't. It's just... If you want to build widgets that are just made out of some kind of casting, that's one thing. But when Chinese come over here and start building our Hummers, when they buy out our military stuff, or when military sends stuff, when we start sending stuff over there to have it built, oh no, you guys, this is your secret. You can't do anything with these now. They just reverse engineer the stuff. They could put whatever they want to. They're finding all kinds of devices now that have all kinds of these little things in them. What is this? What is this? They look over the circuit board and they're like, what is this little gizmo here? We didn't ask for this to be put in our circuit breaker. Or in our circuit board. And there's a lot of I believe there's a lot of kill switches in a lot of devices that China would just have to push one button, or maybe there makes them sensitive or certain, you know, sensitivity to an EMP or something. I don't know. It knows how they're planning to trigger those things. I guarantee you all the data that's being downloaded by all the little drones the DJI makes, they've got an upload thing to the internet. I guarantee you there's a lot of data being gathered by the Chinese. Through those drones. Anyway, we have cameras and all the other things that we got. It's like they didn't have to put spy cameras over here. They already got them here. We're taking pictures of ourselves. Joe Biden endorses Kamala Harris. I just doubt it. This is being forced upon her. She was not happy about this whole thing. And maybe she's endorsing Kamala, but didn't like the process. Now, here's an issue, and this is a big one. Did Kamala, working with the president every day, know about his decline? Or did this just happen on the night of the debate? that it just happened to happen that night, just that night. And just up until then, everything was great. He was sharp. He was focused. All these things we're hearing about him. Oh, he's the best version of Joe Biden. And then all of a sudden, did she know about it? Because they were obviously covering it up. And the news media was covering up for him as well. Missouri Attorney General sues Alvin Bragg for election interference. And more ridiculous. Trump says CIA behind JFK assassination. And he was. That's very true. We all know that. Judge Judy rips Alvin Bragg prosecuting Trump for political reasons. This is, and again, this stuff is without this whole thing with Alvin Bragg, just the ridiculous case that's there. And it's just, it never should have happened. Everybody knows it. And it's just become absolutely outrageous. And it's just a whole other thing on top of everything else. One of the many that they realize that those cases have failed. They're not, they didn't have their, you know, the intent that they had for them. It just didn't work. So they tried to kill him. I don't think it's the last thing they're going to do. And the powers that be behind the scenes are going to try to, the banking system's really, the bankers are really the ones you need to worry about. Because there is some pure evil in the money world out there. And they will definitely try to crash the economy or whatever they're going to do. BlackRock is behind a lot of that. I think that they're going to be some interesting times ahead of us. They will twist and turn everything that they can. I don't know if there should be a show tomorrow. I believe there will be a show tomorrow. It'll be early tomorrow. And then Thursday and Friday, of course, there will be a show as well. Then we'll go from there. Folks, pray for the nation. God bless. Take care.